Thank him for all his mercy and his grace and all that he does for us. You know, I just praise him for, like I said, you know what? He is our King. And I said, we preach on that a lot around. He is our King, and I praise his name for that. He is a good King, a mighty King, and I praise his name for that here this morning as well. I'm going to be over in Acts 21, 13 and 14, and Romans chapter 8, 38 and 39. If you want to stand here, we'll stand here in a minute. I want to welcome everybody again. Welcome everybody that's out here this morning to come out, maybe to see the programs, and maybe to come out here this morning to worship with us just a little bit. But I want to welcome you all here this morning. You find out we're not something that tries to put on the dog, as they say, or tries to be something special. That's not what it's about. It's about coming here to serve the Lord in spirit and in truth. And I'm going to tell you something else that's here this morning as well. If the Spirit is dealing with you this morning, this altar is open. It's open while I'm preaching. It's open while we're singing. It's open at any time for you to come up here. If Jesus, if the Lord, if the Spirit is dealing with you enough to come to this altar, I beg you to come. I am begging you to come. It's that important. If you would, let's turn to Acts 21, 13, and 14. We'll start there. Stand, if you would, please, in honor of God's word. Then Paul answered, "What mean ye to weep and to break mine heart? For I am ready not to be bound only, but also to die at Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus." And when he would not be persuaded, I want you to think of that this morning. When he would not be persuaded, we ceased, saying, "The will of the Lord be done." And then in Romans 8, 38 and 39, "For I am persuaded," remember those words, "for I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Let us pray. Father, as we come, Lord, this morning, I come again, Lord, with nothing but thanksgiving in my heart, Lord. I thank you for the opportunity, Lord, that we have, Lord, to come before you. I thank you for the hearts and souls that are here. I pray, Father, that, Lord, that you would just open up the minds, that you would open up my lips here this morning. And I pray, Father, that, Lord, whatever's said and done here this morning will be for your glory and for your honor. In Jesus' name we pray. And you may be seated. Thank you. I want to talk about the three greatest words that could ever be associated with a Christian. I want to say that here this morning. You know, every ad and every salesperson that's out there today, you know what they do? They go out there, they try to attempt at times to sell you something, do they not? Everywhere you look, there are ads that try to get you to buy something or sell something. You can't escape them this time of year because they're on your televisions, they're on your computers, they're on everywhere you go, there are ads trying to sell you something. And as soon as Christmas is over, what happens? And they try to start selling you stuff about diet and exercise. Am I right? Parents deal with this all the time when dealing with their children, about what's right and what's wrong. They try to get across the points to them. Am I right? About the choices that they make. Every investor attempts to try to lead you in the right way to make investments. And it happens all the time. I could go on and on and on with the examples that I'm trying to say here. But needless to say, the power of persuasion can be very, very powerful at times. It's either can be uplifting or it can be bring you down. That's how persuasion is. I go with what Paul said. I am persuaded here this morning. I want you to understand that this morning. This preacher is persuaded here this morning. So I want to let you know, I want to persuade you this morning that there is something better than the life that you have right now if you're sitting back there and you are lost. There's something better than that. And that is the life with Jesus Christ. Will it be a bed of roses? No, it will not be. I don't say it that way, but what I'm telling you right now is I am persuaded and I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that Jesus Christ is better than anything out there that you could have or that this world offers. I heard Laura say something about the scripture. She said, God's mercy will not fail us. I am persuaded this morning and I believe God's mercy will not fail you. But I'm going to tell you something this morning. God will not open up your mouth and your heart and shove mercy down your throat and your heart. You understand that this morning? He will not do that. It is up to you as well. I am persuaded this morning to know that you have something in this. That you have something to go in this as well. That His mercy will not fail. No, it will not. But brothers and sisters, He will not shove His mercy upon you. And listen, I am persuaded the Christian life runs you over like a runaway train sometimes. When this life does it, I am persuaded here this morning that you can pick yourself up off those tracks. I am more than persuaded of that. And you either say I'm persuaded to continue on serving the Lord or you'll continue down another path. But I'm here to tell you that life, that times will run you over like a runaway train. And it will do that. And it will let the devil persuade you to go another direction. I'm here to persuade you in another way. Paul said in 2 Corinthians 11:23-28. Are they the ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more in labor, more abundant in stripes above measure, in prison more frequent, in death oft. Of the Jews, 5 times I received 40 stripes, saved one. Thrice I was beaten with the rods. Once I was stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck, a night and a day. I have been in the deep, in the journeyings often, in perils of water, in perils of robbers, in perils of my own countrymen, in perils of the heathen, in perils of the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and painfulness, in watching often, in hunger and thirst, in fasting often, in cold and nakedness. Besides those things are without that which cometh upon me daily, the cares of the churches. Who is weak? I am not weak. Who is offended? And I burn not. If I must needs glory, I will glory in those things which mine infirmities. The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is blessed forevermore, knoweth that I lie not. In Damascus, the governor Arteus, the king, kept the city of Damascus with a garrison, desirous to apprehend me. And though a window in a basket was I let down by the walls and escaped his hands. I read all that to tell you. Paul was persuaded. Now, how many of you here have went through what Paul's went through? I know there's been a lot of things we've been through in this life, but I'm telling you, there's probably not a one of us in here that's went through everything that Paul's been through. And may I say this morning, without apologizing, Paul said, I am still persuaded to serve the Lord this morning. No matter what we go through, no matter what we do, and I'm not making light of what you go through. All of us go through things in this life. But I'm here to tell you this morning, whatever we go through, if you keep your hands in Jesus' hand, I am persuaded this morning that you will make it to heaven one of these days. He would not be persuaded otherwise, Paul wouldn't. He wasn't afraid of what men would do to him. He wasn't afraid of what others thought about him. I'm here to tell you, so many times we put too much emphasis on what people think about us sometimes. Whenever, you know, the Lord puts a shout upon our hearts, whenever the Lord puts a praise upon our lips, praise His name, get up out of there and give it. Don't worry about what others may think about it, because I'm here to tell you this morning, I am persuaded it is worth everything that we will have in this life. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor heights, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Now compare that to the world we live in today. In a world where men and women were easily persuaded to go down different paths, are they not? Oh yeah. In a world where even the church, when you're at the church, it's easy to be persuaded in different ways. Since COVID has come along, I'm going to talk to you a little bit, just heart to heart as a pastor, as a preacher. As COVID has come along, listen, there's 35% less people going to church after COVID come back. And it's not because they're worried about the disease. They just stopped going to church and they're not going back anymore. Now let that sink in a little bit. The church today needs more people like Paul and less people like Agrippa. You know what King Agrippa said? Almost thou persuadest me, Paul. Almost thou persuadest me. I'm here this morning. I don't want to almost persuade you. I'm here this morning to ask you and let the Spirit deal with you this morning. I'm here this morning to say I am persuaded to follow Jesus this morning. I'm persuaded to go and to be what God wants me to be, not what anybody else wants to have of me to do. If you're lost here this morning, let me give you this. And if you're lost because you're being persuaded by something else other than God, if you're lost and sitting here this morning, you're lost because you're being persuaded of the devil. He's telling you there is no hope for you. He's telling you this is all a bunch of nonsense. He's telling you that you've got plenty of time. And if you're like that, you're not alone. Because you know what the Bible says in Matthew 7, 13 and 14? Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And what does it tell me? Ken, it tells me many, many therein be which go in thereat. It doesn't say just a few. It says there's going to be many of them that's going to go in like that. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few that be there that find it. But the Holy Spirit this morning is trying to persuade you that there is hope this morning. I'm here to tell you there is hope in serving Jesus Christ. You may be sitting back here and you may think that you've lost all hope. Jeremiah 17:7 says, "Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, whose hope is in the Lord." I'm persuaded my hope's in the Lord this morning. I'm persuaded of that. I'm not going to back it up. My hope is in the Lord right now. Romans 15:13. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. I'm going to say something to you, and it's either amen or oh my on this. If you don't have the Holy Spirit in your life, you have no hope. You have no idea what I'm talking about here this morning. If you've never experienced the Holy Spirit in your life, you have no hope. You have no hope unless the Holy Spirit comes into your life. You could die and go out of this world like that, you have no hope. But the Holy Spirit is here this morning. What's it say? It can convict you. It can do that for you this morning. 1 Timothy 4:10. For therefore we both labor and suffer reproach because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe. We serve a living God. That's the hope we have this morning. You know, we're celebrating right now the birth of Jesus. But praise God, I'm telling you what, if it wasn't for His death, burial, and resurrection, we would have no hope here this morning. Psalms 14:1. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. You don't sit back here and think to yourself, I don't believe in any of this stuff. Romans 1:20, for the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. I'm here this morning to tell you, no, this isn't some rosy little Christmas sermon, I'm sorry. I'm here to tell you this morning, you will be without excuse when you stand before God one of these days and do not know Him as your Savior. There is no excuse whatsoever. You will not have none. Well, if my parents didn't take me to church. Well, this didn't. No. That we all stand in judgment one day on our own account. It's not what anybody else has done. It's not what anything else has done to you. You stand on your own account. The invisible things of this world from the creation of the world are clearly seen. Folks, if you don't see, if the Spirit is not even dealing with you this morning, when you go out of His church and you walk around out here today and you see what God has created and what He's done, it should be enough to stir your heart. Psalms 19:1 and 2. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth His handiwork. Day unto day utter speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. Brother and sister, we just watch what's going on out here and watch God's creation. He speaks to us and He shows us exactly why He is who He is. And the Holy Spirit is trying to persuade you that you may not have as much time as you think you have. I'm telling you, I have seen people in their teenage years. I have seen newborn babies. I have seen those that are in grade school and single digits in age. I've seen a lot of death down through the years as a minister. And I've seen it come in each and every category. Can I tell you something this morning? You don't have to be old to die. You don't have to be old to go out of this world. I had a sister that died when she was 11. I've known boys in high school that I played sports with. They died in car wrecks when they were 18. I could go on and on and on. You don't have to be old to die. You don't have to be sick to die. Listen, Christians, we need to get up every morning with Paul's plan within our mind. I am persuaded. Every morning when we get up out of that bed, we need to say, I am persuaded to serve. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, can I tell you this? Who can be against us? Amen? If we go out of this world saying, I am persuaded, if we go out of our homes every day saying, I am persuaded, Lord, to serve you, there are going to be people that ain't going to like what you got to say, aren't there, Ken? They're not going to like what you have. Not everybody's going to like what you have to say. But I'm telling you here, if God be for me, I'm persuaded. I don't care what they think about that. I don't care what they say about that. I am persuaded. I'm just trying to help. Christians, we need to get up every morning with John's plan for daily living. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. I believe that wholeheartedly. I believe that greater is he that is in you, the Christians, than he that is in the world. I am persuaded of that this morning. You can face whatever comes your way with those three little words. I am persuaded. I go out this morning, go out to go to work in the morning. I'm going to say, I am persuaded, Lord. Listen, give me the opportunity to witness to a soul out there, Lord. Give me the opportunity to speak glory to your name. I am persuaded this morning. Your spouse may leave you with 12 kids and a dog. I don't know. I'm just here to tell you, I'm persuaded that you can overcome. Because I've seen people overcome. I've seen people, I tell this story a lot because I know what it's like. I've seen a girl that we went to church with for years, and she just had a baby, and the baby was probably 2 to 3 years old. And I say this, and this is the truth. Her husband come home one day and said, I'm going fishing, and I'm never coming back. And he never did go back. I'm telling you, that girl was devastated. But I want to tell you something. She found the Lord. And whenever she found the Lord, I'm telling you what, to this day, she's still praising his name. She's still giving him the glory. She's been married now again for a few years, and she has another child. And I'm telling you, she praises God for all. She has grandchildren now. I'm here to tell you, you may think it's devastating, but I'm here to tell you, God can work things. I am persuaded this morning. You could lose the love of your life in death, and some of you have done that, but you can survive as long as you are persuaded. Amen? I'm persuaded this morning, and I believe this. If I would lose Tink, Lord help me if that would happen. I'm persuaded that I will see her again one day. I'm persuaded that with the only shadow of a doubt that I've got more than what's in this life. You may be in shambles, and you may have fell right smack dab into the mud of sin. I have no idea. And all your enemies may be looking down upon you. Sing, I told you so. I know you wouldn't last. I'm persuaded, just like Micah said. You get back up and you do this. You tell him, he said, rejoice not against me, O mine enemies. When I fall, not if I fall. It said, when I fall. Then when I fall, I shall what? Oh, listen to this, what it says. I shall arise, and when I sit in darkness, the Lord shall light unto me. I'm going to tell you what, Ken, I have fell on my face 100 times. I have got back up, and God has, he said, I have lifted you back up, and I praise, I'm persuaded that if I fell and fail, he can lift me back up if I want lifted back up. Amen. Praise his name this morning. He can do, I am persuaded of that this morning. You may be down, but you don't have to stay there. You don't have to stay there. I don't care what the devil's whispering in your ears. You don't have to stay there. Listen, Isaiah 1:18 tells me why. Come now, let us reason together. Saith the Lord, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If you stay in that mud, it's only because you're not listening to the right persuader this morning. Amen? You can wallow with the pigs all you want. You can stay right down there. But I'm here to tell you, I don't want to wallow with those pigs anymore. I didn't want to wallow with them one day anymore. I want to get up out of there and praise God he cleaned me up one day. Tell you something else, church. You don't just need a pat on the back. You don't need another self-help book. When I stumble, fall, I need to get, I don't need you to blow my nose. You know what I need to do? I need to get on my knees before the one that can take care of the problem. I'm persuaded this morning that Jesus Christ is that one. I'm persuaded this morning beyond a shadow of a doubt that He is the one that can do that for me and will do that for me. If I stay true and faithful to I am here to tell you, I know that He is that one. I'm persuaded there is nothing, nothing more to being a Christian than just feeling good all the time. Do you agree with that? Listen, we are not going to be up on the mountaintop experience every single day of our life. My Bible tells me in 2 Corinthians 5:7, for we walk by faith, not by sight. There are times I've got to walk by faith, brothers and sisters. There are times I don't feel the Spirit beating through my veins as often as I should have. But there are times I walk by faith. I am persuaded that when I walk through the dry spells, brother, He will be there with me. I'm persuaded of that. God is still there. When you face all kind of chaos and you need something within your spirit that says, I am persuaded that you will get, I am persuaded that I know the truth and I believe the truth. How about you this morning? I read this the other day and I thought this was pretty good. John 8:31-32. Read this. I want you to read this with me. Then said Jesus to the Jews which believed on Him, if ye continue in my word, then ye are my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. I got to ask you a question right there. It says right there, and I want you to read that because I never caught this before. 32, and ye shall know the truth. Do you know what knowing the truth is? Knowing the truth is not a head knowledge of knowing the truth. There's people sitting in churches, and there's people out here in the world that know about Jesus. They know about God. But it said, if you shall know the truth and know it in the right way, then you'll be set free. Too many people don't get that backwards. They think that, hey, listen, as long as I know about Jesus, as long as I know, I'm good. No, you got to know Him. You got to know Him with all your heart, soul, and mind. That's what that's trying to tell us there. And listen, you've got to know the truth before the truth can set you free. Amen? They're not talking about a head knowledge. It's not what it's talking about. They're not persuaded. The biggest frustration I run across when as being a minister at a church, and I've had a couple of different churches, the biggest frustration is trying to keep folks persuaded. Is trying to keep folks to understand that there's something more to this thing, that this is a spiritual walk. It's not just coming to church on Sunday mornings and then going out of here and everything's just hunky-dory. That's not what it's about. It's 24/7, 365 days a year of serving Him. That's what I'm persuaded to tell you here this morning. It's nothing like we think sometimes. Praise His name this morning. Adam and Eve lived in perfection. Can I tell you that? And the devil still persuaded them. Oh yeah, he did. The devil still persuaded in believing there was something better out there for them. So don't tell me that you can't be persuaded another way. Because the devil will make sure that he does persuade you. That's why I'm telling you this morning, when your feeling goes away and you're walking by faith, remember what Paul said. I am persuaded this morning. I am persuaded. Keep going. God told you to keep on going. Keep on keeping on. God will do what He promised and He would do. Galatians 6:10. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we what? If we faint not. If we faint not. We will reap if you faint not. I am persuaded God will honor that word. He will honor that word. If I faint not, I'm telling you what, He will bless. He will lead us through. He will do the things that He says that He will do. And I praise His name this morning for that. Amen. Julie, if you don't care, Belinda, whoever, let's get a song here this morning. If you don't care, I don't care which one. You got a song, you got an overhead? Let's do an overhead. But I'm here this morning, I am persuaded. In 1 Corinthians 1:10-11, now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing, that ye all be no division among you, but ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. For it has been declared unto me, you my brethren, by them which are of the house of Chloe, that there are contentions among you. I'm persuaded this morning, brothers and sisters, if you want to have church, you better come together as a church all in one mind and one accord. I'm here this morning to tell you, Christians, husbands and wives, if you want to have a home that is that is blessed and worthy, you better come together in one accord and one mind. Because if you don't, because God is worth our very best. I'm here this morning to tell you in worship, in our time, and in our study. And I am persuaded that if we do that, we won't faint. Amen? All right, let's get a song. If you have a need here this morning, I ask you to come. This altar is open.